In Santa Monica, California, an elderly driver who accidentally killed 10 people at a crowded farmer's market will soon go on trial. 89-year-old George Weller hasn't driven since that day, 3 years ago, this month. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that some survivors are still haunted by that day's events.
Just a block away from the ocean under the palm trees, you can buy freshly picked heirloom tomatoes, organic peaches, locally grown sunflowers at the open-air stalls. For 25 years, the Santa Monica Farmers Market has been a tranquil mecca for restaurateurs and food lovers. Some of them say they will never forget what happened here 3 years ago.
This guy drove through, he ran over, so at least 60 or 70 people. There was a dead baby off to the left of us and a grown woman off to the right. At the end of the market, when the car was stopped, there were two people under it and a dead guy on the hood, and it was very graphic.
Charlie Samos is one of the produce vendors.
Yeah, he just missed our booth, and things were flying. There were shoes flying in the air, boxes and tent poles, and then bodies were, you know, you could hear boom, a boom.
Mark David Miller was here buying avocados and flowers for his mother that day. He ended up with two broken legs.
Looking over my left shoulder, I heard someone scream, "Look out." I didn't even realize what was going on. It looked like a movie special effect, and he was coming my way, and he was, you know, had his hands on the steering wheel, and he was going straight ahead, and that was the last thing I remember.
Police say the driver, George Russell Weller, first struck a car that had stopped for pedestrians, then continued on for two blocks through the street market, driving at speeds of up to 60 miles an hour. The fatalities ranged in age from 78 to a seven-month-old baby. Weller was charged with 10 counts of vehicular manslaughter. In early September, he'll finally go on trial.
He certainly is very remorseful about everything that occurred.
Tim Walker is one of Weller's lawyers in a civil suit. He says his client stepped on the gas instead of the brake.
In his statement to the police, he described feeling like he was a passenger or occupant of a runaway vehicle, that he couldn't do anything to control. And he really doesn't know what occurred in detail.
While some say living with remorse is punishment enough, Weller is about to face something even worse, a possible prison sentence if the nearly 90-year-old retired salesman is convicted on the manslaughter charges. Holly Hankinson isn't sure jail is the answer, but she is looking for closure. She suffered facial fractures and a friend was killed the day Weller's car crashed through the market.
I have a lot of sympathy for him that he has to spend the later years of his life dealing with all of this. He and everyone involved in this deserve for his trial to actually take place and for all of the information to come out and for all of us to know what did happen that day.
Hankinson wonders why it's taken so long to get George Weller to court. Her attorney, Jeff Wells, has a theory. He believes authorities are simply trying to run out the clock.
Mr. Weller will never be criminally convicted in this case. The city knows that. The DA knows that. I don't think that they want to see Mr. Weller live to have his day in court. Because if he doesn't live to be there for the criminal prosecution, the case goes away.
George Weller's insurance doesn't begin to cover the damages in a civil case involving 40 victims. They tried to sue the city for failing to put adequate barricades around the farmers market, but a judge ruled that Santa Monica can't be held liable. Now survivors like Mark Miller are left to wait for the trial to begin.
Who wants to see an 89, 90-year-old man go to jail? I highly doubt that he purposely killed 10 people and hit 65. It was a very sad day.
Some people say they'd be satisfied if George Russell Weller just took the blame and apologized. But as he heads toward a criminal trial, Weller's only official response so far is not guilty. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.